This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's been a quite a week for the Rangers since we last talked with CY. They won 6 of 7. They won their third straight series. They're back to 500. And it's time now for the Chris Young Show, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing great. Thank you. You know, Friday we were talking about getting the brooms out, and you guys went out there and you pulled it off. What's it tell you about your team right now?
Well, I think we've strung together some good series, and we need to continue to do so. Certainly the games against Chicago were close, and would have loved a few more runs in a couple of those games to just give us a little more margin for error. But I think it is an improvement. We're finding ways to win some of these series, which is an improvement from where we've been, and it's important that we continue it. We've clawed our way back to 500, but we've got a long way to go, and I don't think we've played our best baseball, so I'm excited about what's ahead. I think we've done some things extremely well in terms of our pitching, our defense, our base running, but in terms of our offense, we've certainly seen signs of improvement, but I don't yet think we're the team that we believe we can be, and I'm excited to see us continue to improve offensively.
What else are you hoping to see or waiting for before you know we're out of the woods?
Well, I do think we're getting healthy. We've got Corey back. From a position player standpoint, we are relatively healthy. And from a pitching standpoint, Evo's making great progress. We have Cody Bradford and John Gray returning hopefully soon. And I think that'll really fortify our pitching staff. We'll be in a really good spot. Obviously, Tyler Mahle went on the IL this weekend. We're hopeful that it won't be a really long stay on the IL, that it'll be shorter as opposed to longer. But from a pitching standpoint, getting Gray and Bradford back, obviously the progression, an improvement of Kumar Rocker was big yesterday. And, if we continue pitching like this, we should give ourselves a chance to win. But we also, offensively, we have room for improvement. And so if our guys internally continue to improve, I think that we can compete with anybody in baseball.
Well, we just had a big blockbuster trade go down yesterday. Would you say, as we now get closer to the deadline, a bat or maybe closing help when it comes to the bullpen would be the main target?
Yeah, I got asked this yesterday on a national radio show, and I think I think I was led to the question a little bit in terms of a suggestion that we need a leverage arm. And, the reality is most teams need a leverage arm, and every team looking to win is probably going to be in the market for a leverage arm. But really, I said this on the show and it didn't get much traction. The best thing that we can do to improve our team is to get the best out of our own guys, especially the position player group. And if our guys perform at the level that we believe they're capable, I think there are very few bats on the market that can improve the team from what our guys project to be and should be. So we're focused on that primarily. Just if we play at the level we believe we're capable with the players we have, I think we're a very, very good team. And we'll see where we are come mid-July or the end of July and decide what the needs are at that point. But I think the biggest thing we can do right now is play up to our ability. And if we do that, I believe in this group and believe that we're capable of great things.
How'd you like the way Robert Garcia fared in the in that Friday night game? I mean, it was some jams, but he was getting himself out of there, and it was a pretty impressive performance.
Yeah, Robert's had a great year for us. He's been a leverage arm that we thought he would be when we acquired him. He's still a young pitcher in terms of his big league experience, and he's going to continue to get better, but he does have elite stuff. He's got the temperament and disposition to pitch leverage and late in the game, and we're very excited to see what he's done for our bullpen this year, and he's going to play a big role for us not only in the second half of the season but moving forward in the coming seasons.
Hey, CY, it's a scouting question for you. We just watched Skage Wood for Arkansas throw about 119 pitches for a no-hitter in the College World Series. Do you feel like that, and again, I hope I don't put you on the spot, but do you feel like that sometimes college managers use guys too much?
Well, you know, I can't make a complete judgment on that because I'm not perfectly familiar with what the average pitch count is in college baseball. Respective to the no-hitter, I did watch the last couple innings. It was really neat to see.
Sure.
It was historic. I think there's only three no-hitters in the history of the College World Series, which is pretty cool. And what he was doing was 18 or 19 strikeouts. I mean, it's just incredible. I don't think 119 pitches is too much in a nine-inning game, especially when the pitcher is somewhat well-rested and competing really for a national championship.
Gotcha.
Sometimes you have to extend a little farther beyond what you normally would when you're in the playoffs or competing for championships. And so it was fun to watch. I think it's great for the game of baseball, watching the College World Series. It's a fun time of year. It's great to see the excitement amongst college baseball fans. And then you have, you know, a great month of.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or Men'sTClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball followed by the Major League Draft in a few weeks here. So it's an exciting time for the game, for the sport, and watching Gage Wood today was really, really fun to see.
The energy, like, coming through the TV was just incredible with Wood. Like, I don't know if I'd ever seen somebody that fired up and charged up in a baseball competitive environment.
I feel the same. I mean, he could really feel it. And sometimes when you're in those environments and you get the emotion, I mean, I've had that in a big league game, not in the World Series and certainly not the College World Series, but I have had it in maybe a pennant race or a playoff race and a meaningful game where I've taken a no-hitter into the eighth or ninth inning, and I could feel it. It's hard to control your emotions at that point, which makes it also hard to execute pitches. And to watch him really finish that the way he did was super impressive. He could smell it. He wanted it. And it was great to see. It was really, really impressive.
Did you ever have a game where you were hammering home the pickle juice the same way Rocker was yesterday?
No, I've had games where I cramped after the game, never in the game. But I know how it feels to cramp like that. And I could feel for Kamar. You know, when you get those cramps and you have to push through them, it was impressive to see him really show some resilience and perseverance there. And you know, I don't know how many how many cups of pickle juice he had, but it seemed to do the trick and kept him out there long enough to get through the fifth inning.
The magic elixir. I wanted to ask you about Cole Wynn, CY. And a few years ago, he was in the All-Star game in the minors as a starter. Now he's pitching out of the bullpen, and he's been really brilliant for you in his opportunity. How's his development and trajectory kind of changed in your eyes, and how tough is that to go from I'm a starter to the bullpen? I don't know. Do you still view him as possibly a starter down the road?
Yeah, we there are no limitations as to what he can be in the future. You know, I think for the time being, we've discovered that the best way for him to have success and for us to help us as an organization is in a relief pitching role. And he's done that at AAA. He's had success there. He's now tasting success as a major league player. And I've always said one of the hardest things for a young player is to get to the big leagues and deal with failure. And, you know, you may experience some of it in the minor leagues, but when you have failure at the big league level, there's always this level of doubt that you're questioning yourself. Can I perform at this level? Can I get the job done? And so giving young players bits and pieces or tastes of success in smaller increments is often a very good developmental path for these guys realizing their full potential. And there's no limits on what he can become. You know, he may end up back in the rotation at some point as he experiences more success and the confidence grows and he continues to evolve as a pitcher. But right now he's pitching great in relief. He's filling a big need for us in the bullpen, and it's been really great to see Cole and his development. I mean, he's 25 years old, and I know he's been in the organization for several years, but you know, he's still a young pitcher by major league standards. So there's a long way to go. There's a lot of development left, and we're very excited about the progress he's made.
CY, what have you noticed about Adolis Garcia since getting a few days off?
You know, Adolis has been wonderful in terms of his commitment to the mechanical changes. It's a hard thing to do in season, but he's worked very hard at it. He's bought in, and I think the results speak for themselves. I think he's been a huge positive for us over the last, 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it's been. And our hope is that it's going to continue. But he can just energize the whole stadium when he performs like he has. And so that's really big for our club. And if we're going to get going offensively, he's going to be a big reason why.
It's Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Rangers. Off tonight, back at it tomorrow, 6:30 pregame. You know the numbers, guys. They're always doing playoff probabilities and updating it. They put your playoff chances right now, CY, at 30.8 of making it to the playoffs. Are you going higher or lower in your mind?
Well, of course, I'm taking the over on that. And, a couple years ago in 2023 when we were on our playoff push, and there were points during the season where our playoff odds were close to 100%. They were 98-99%, and then all of a sudden they dropped down to 10%, 15%, or whatever it was late in the season. And so I take it all with a grain of salt. If you win games, your playoff odds are going to be high, and if you don't win games, then obviously they're not going to be high. It's nothing we don't know. So I just let's see where we are and in mid-July, the end of July, August, and then September, and at which point, it'll work itself out. But I really don't get caught up in the playoff odds. I'm focused on what we need to do to play winning baseball and hopefully playoff baseball. And I really believe that if this team performs at the level they're capable, there is no doubt in my mind that we should be a playoff team.
CY, you mentioned you did national radio yesterday. Do you wish that we were the ones asking you questions instead of the national guys?
Well, what I wish, I guess the tweet after my show was that we're in the market for a leverage arm.
Sure. And, yeah, like I was wondering that.
Kind of leading the witness and in terms of the way the question was asked, which is fine. But I just I wish that, that wasn't necessarily what was came out of my mouth. I just, but it's part of it. I get it.
Well, staying with national media, I do got to ask Jim Bowden of The Athletic. He did have an article saying that there's some buzz in the industry that Boach could retire at the end of the season. Have you had any conversations with Boach about his future?
We have not had any of those conversations since the winter. Boach is such a wonderful person, and his belief coming into the season was to just focus on the season and play it out, and we'll evaluate where we are after the year. Nothing has changed in terms of that. We love him. He's a great manager, a great person, and we'll see where that goes after the season.
Thank you so much, CY. Best of luck this week, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.
Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Let's have a few more wins here.
That sounds great. I'll drink to that. There he goes, the Chris Young Show, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. So that's very convenient. Okay, segments also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, where are we going next, Eric?
Let's crank open a rim sesh, ladies and gentlemen. We had a big trade over the weekend in the association. We have some KD updates, some Jason Kidd updates. And what does this make you feel about Cooper Flagg next in the nation?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.